baptism. You can ask 5 different people what it is, and I guarantee you'll get 7 different answers. The Google definition of baptism is the act of sprinkling, pouring, or immersing adults or infants. Although the world has decided that baptism is whatever they want it to be, the Bible only exercises one form of it. The Greek prefix bapto means to dip, which means that immersion is the only correct form. Many denominations continue to sprinkle or pour, although these methods cannot be justified, for they are not found in the Bible. Matthew chapter 3 talks about the baptism of Jesus. Here he lays out a model for other followers of him to follow. In verse 16 of Matthew chapter 3, it reads, "And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened up to him." The words "went up from the water" emphasize that baptism is only acceptable through immersion. You can't really come out of the water unless you've been into it. Another misconception in denominational churches is that infants are born with sin and therefore need to be baptized. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10 states, "And see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." So basically this is saying that they're still perfect in the eyes of God, so why would they need to be baptized? At this point, you may be asking yourself, okay, what are we supposed to do then? Well, the first steps that lead up to baptism are just as essential as the baptism itself. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God." Hearing the gospel is the first step in being added unto the Lord's church. John chapter 8, verse 24 commands us to believe and recognize the sin around us. Repenting to past sins and confessing the need for Jesus is one of the most crucial steps a Christian can take. Finally, we must be buried with him in baptism and then raised out to live a new life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 says, "We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." Unlike the Protestant, Calvinist, and Catholic doctrine, the order in which these occur cannot be changed. The Bible is quite clear on the fact that baptism should only be performed in order to receive remission for sins and enter the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 22, verse 16 says, "And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name." Being baptized for any reason other than this is not acceptable in the eyes of God. Some people may get baptized to please family members or to be added unto a church, but these reasons are not backed up by faith and therefore are not acceptable. Now the question arises, what to do if your baptism was incorrect? Acts chapter 19 shows a great example of this. Please turn with me to Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 5. "And it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the inland country and came to Ephesus. There he found some disciples and said to them, 'Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?' And they said, 'No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit.' And he said, 'Into what then were you baptized?' And they said, 'Into John's baptism.' And Paul said, 'John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is Jesus.' On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." The first baptism was automatically disregarded in the eyes of God. The same is with us today. Realizing that your baptism may not have been accurate is hard to do, but ultimately essential. Without a proper baptism, you will not enter the kingdom of God. The Bible has been able to answer any questions one may have about baptism and has clearly laid out the steps and mindset that must be present in order to fulfill the baptism of the Bible.